Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos, a new reading, the end of Canto 14. Death is the wallpaper of Ireland. Backdropped against it are the cute whores. That's worse. There's worse than Drumcondra ahead. I hope you went to Glastonbury and consulted Joseph of Arimathea. The road well travelled by gurus isn't where I'd start if I was starting this search. When you've turned to stone and found the cheating smell of the hand of Henri, you may overlook the return of the sneak. As soon as you've moved on, the minefield resurges itself. The devils of Loudun are never done. Prepare yourself for a killing. There are so many hedge funds in the Irish financial centre. You can spread bet the rate at which the list of the honest is being depleted. Fly back to your people. Get off the ground on which you felt secure. It's a coracle you need to slide around on ice. There are those from Nama planning your funeral. Canto 15. Twirl the hair as you'd wrap the saint you love. Open your mouth, release the joy within. Sing out those lips your mother formed above in Dublin town and let the Vikings in. You have the face of Liffey Waters cream. Such nails accent the timbre from the Vox, a handbag rife with symbols from those dreams cherished in rush to throw your breasts on rocks. My darling child, unlearn the vagaries that haunt the church where you were met with pride. Sail breeze through storms, make all your victories lavish with rings, magicians on the tide. Uncross the knees, stand up for all you own. The day will come when style is free to roam. The sonnet's an exhausting peak to climb, a form of words that shrieks the ancient cry. I am bic, pentameter, as fixed as Irish dancing before the dance, the river dance, rang. I'll excommunicate all your oeuvre and banish the hell fires of damnation from the grit in your pocket. There are turds in poetry. They cannot hide for long, so laboured for expression, cowpats and food for ant-eaters. I'll have a tapir sandwich, please. All the training at FOTA is paying off. I'll soon know my diphthongs from my fricatives, anal from anal, anvils from absurdity. Over the Irish Sea, over the English wave, out of reach of the Welsh dragon that guards St. David's head, Carmarthen man looks up to the sky. Where there is buried treasure from Denever, every man can see the plane flying to the land of Never Never. We have passed the Saltees, where the flight went down, to visit the exhibition mounted by the folk from The Final Judgment. Bitter cold it was. None of the flames promised to those deserving purgatory. As this shower passes over, I hope it rains with pity, because those that live on face a fearsome life, festooned with blind bends and flags proclaiming the republic of their dreams. Utopia, myopia, cornucopia, there's hope for you. Have you packed your firearm? Semtex is out of fashion. If you can't use a knife, remember the skewer you used to use for Sunday lunch? Anything that draws blood will do. If you go naked into this good night, you better carry a meat cleaver. It's not the gang from Moy Ross that's after you. They know you don't need to check them out. It's Castle Troy and Dublin 4 that's likely to come knocking on your door. The lawyers from the tribunals, conveyancers of blazers they wear for disguise. If you land in one piece, you won't stay whole for long. Only the schizoid seem to survive on this other side. It's pissing, as if you didn't expect it, under the cover of rain. Canto 16. The return into Cork was flaky. A rush through Shannon, a dash down the road, a blink, and new two-pot house was left behind. Mallow was swimming, Clonakilty was underwater. All the talk was of the hand of Henri, cheating, of the shaving cream, a referee fireman from Sweden, a minister for justice, indignant at the injustice, how our poor country could be robbed of an inheritance we surely deserved from a single performance. The country was up in arms. The bankers, developers, speculators, even the politicians, none of them, even all of them in cahoots, had managed to galvanise the people half as much as a skinny frog brought up on emails. On the matter of a ball of wind, all fell over themselves with honesty, integrity, decent upbringing of children, the moral dilemma. How do you bring up a child that knows right from wrong when you let the bad guy win with his flat palm, with his double handling of the football? Prometheus Unbound, Ireland's Miltonic moment, harvests the malcontent into a fighting force to change the course of the Sepp Blatter, Amazon man, Michel Platini, henchman, the international French conspiracy to rig the result, to put us all into negative equity for the rest of our lives. Diaspora comes to life, New York Times, Melbourne Gazette, Birmingham Times. Don't forget your indignation if you want to come to work, Brian. Even the great turd stirred. The FAI and BNI merged in their demands for attention. The man with the moleskin drove on through reams of precipitation and indignation. By the time he reached the jury, the hostelry by the Lee, there was more incitement from the spectators than from every evicted family. The famine saw the houses torn, the children put on a cattle track, the rentless forced onto the boat. The famine was dismal failure of potatoes. It was the undoing of those lines. Survivors gain, diaspora reign. Let's all go off to America in the rusty bottom of a tin vessel fit for cattle. Barely a fuss. This time we will not be moved. We will not be robbed or fobbed off by pundits with reason. We want a rematch. History rerun. We may have let the blight force us from our hovels, but never again will we fail to swim against the tide of apathy. We have our sword raised, our temperature boiled. Those video replays better evidence of the apparition than any lourdes needed to become a shrine. Our Lady has appeared. Kathleen, Roisin, Drisin, the patina of Fatima abounds. There is no force on earth that can stop the march of the righteous man who would be a South African. One by one, the impotent leaders of the lost tribe came from under the woodlice, proclaimed a crusade to regain the soul of football on behalf of my child and yours.